Here's your Stoke FM news for Friday, March 17th, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. Revelstoke City Councillors are recommending a 3% property tax increase for 2023. That's the lowest increase suggested by city staff. Higher rates were given as options as a way for the city to save money for future projects like upgrading the arena and building a second fire station in Southside. Austin Lucio is a councillor.
We all know that things are getting harder and harder to afford here in town. I think the 3% increase is good to cover our operating costs and be putting money into reserves. We obviously have bigger projects coming down the pipeline in the next couple of years, but for this year, I think 3% is appropriate.
Councillors Lee Devlin and Tim Stapenhurst and Mayor Gary Sulz also spoke in favour of a 3% rate raise. The public did have a chance to vote on the property tax increase amounts through Talk Revelstoke, the city's online engagement platform. 48 people voted on the increases before the deadline to comment ended on Wednesday afternoon. 27 of them voted for the 3% option, 10 for the 4%, and 11 people voted to increase property taxes by 5%. Councillors do take this information into account when they make their decision, but they also talk about hearing from the public informally. Council also approved the utility rate amounts suggested by staff. The rate increases are a 4% increase for garbage, a 5% increase for water users, a 15% increase for Big Eddy water users, falling to 5% the year after, and a 20% increase for people on the sewer system, also falling to 5% the next year. Here's Councillor Lee Devlin.
I'm very much in support of the utility rates. I think that has been discussed as something that is needed and is trying to bring things up to par where they need to be. They've been, from what I understand, critically under for a little while here.
The high rates for sewer are to fund an update of the wastewater treatment plant, which is supposed to start this year. And the high rates for the Big Eddy water users is to save to replace pipes in the system in 2029. Councillors voted unanimously for these tax rates yesterday in the Committee of the Whole. The next step is for them to ratify the rates in a council meeting. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.